Hello everyone, welcome to Let's Talk in English. I'm your teacher, Pauline. Thanks for joining us this Saturday.
Hi friends, I'm Peter. We talked about some fun things this week, and today we can review all of it together.
What do you eat a lot of for a meal?
Well, when my family gets together, we like to have a barbecue. We will eat as much as we can to get full.
Oh, that is a good one. I like to go on picnics with my family.
Ooh, okay. Well, what about buffets? Do you like them?
I do really like them. You can eat as much as you want, and there are lots of different options.
I like them too. Each person can choose whatever they would like to eat. And you only pay a certain amount, and you can eat as much or as little as you would like.
Yeah, those are really nice. Well, we also talked about food in another article. We learned about dangerous foods.
Ooh, dangerous food. I guess it's better to say that there is problems with food and that we should be careful with them.
That was a very interesting lesson. Food can be dangerous, but I first thought they meant dangerous like sharks and snakes are dangerous. I'm glad we cleared that up.
Well, we learned a lot this week, and I think now it's time to get started. So friends, let's watch all of these lessons together, and then we will review and practice.
Welcome to Let's Talk, and now, here's your host, Rob!
Hello friends, welcome to Let's Talk. Today we're talking about something very important. Please help me welcome my guest, Nate Nature. Hello Nate Nature, welcome to the program.
Thank you, Rob. Thank you for inviting me.
Let's talk about the environment.
Okay, the environment is important, but some people hurt the environment.
Really? How do they hurt it?
They bring animals or plants from one place to another.
What's wrong with that?
Well, new plants or animals can hurt the environment. They don't belong there.
So they can hurt the native plants and animals?
Right.
Do people realize that is bad?
Sometimes, but people are often careless.
What can we do?
Be careful. Don't travel with plants, animals, or food.
This is Rob for LTE TV. These days, people can travel easily, but that means plants, animals, and germs can travel easily too. Living things from foreign countries can be dangerous. They can hurt a country's native plants and animals. So countries must protect themselves. When people go into a country, they go through customs. Customs officers check their bags. They ask people about food. People cannot bring any fruit or meat into the country. Some travelers don't like these rules. They want to bring food home with them. They think a little fruit or meat can't hurt anything. But germs can spread quickly. Then they can hurt a country's farms. So people should obey the rules. If people want to bring in food products, they should ask customs. Plants and seeds are also a problem. Non-native plants can hurt native plants. Some non-native plants will grow very quickly and spread fast. They can kill the native plants. That can hurt the animals that eat those native plants. Bringing non-native plants and animals into a country is never a good idea. It is important to be careful when you travel. Think about it. This is Rob for LTE TV. James, have you tried the big buffet at the Garden Restaurant? It is excellent.
Is it? I really like buffets.
Do you want to go sometime? We can go ourselves, or we can ask others to come.
That would be fun. Thanks for the invitation. When would be a good time?
How about some Friday night? Let's look at our calendars.
Okay. What are your Fridays like next month?
In September? Let me see. Well, Friday, September 8th won't work. I have a meeting that night.
How about the next Friday, September 15th? I'm free that night.
That's good for me too. Maybe we can go right after work.
Perfect. But don't let me eat too much. I'll get a stomach ache.
Hi, Tina. What are you doing?
My family wants to visit. I'm planning their trip. In your opinion, when should they come?
I'd say April or May. It's so pretty here in the spring.
Great. I'll ask them to come the week of April 15th.
Fine. But that's a long time from now.
That's okay. We like to plan ahead.
Oh, great.
What's wrong, Susie? I assume you got some bad news?
Yes. The person I'd planned to interview this afternoon canceled our 2 o'clock appointment.
I'm sorry. Can you reschedule?
Yes, but she's too busy to meet until November 22nd.
She must have a full schedule.
She does, and so do I. I can't fit her in until December 4th.
Vespa scooters are famous all over the world, but most people don't know the Vespa story. Vespas are made by a company called Piaggio. At one time, the company made trains, planes, boats, buses, and trucks. But during World War II, bombs damaged the company's factories. The war also damaged many Italian roads. So after the war, people needed a cheap way to get around on bad roads. Piaggio asked an airplane engineer to solve the problem. He did not like motorcycles because they were heavy, uncomfortable, and difficult to fix. They also made people's clothes dirty.
Yeah.
So, using airplane parts, he designed a light, comfortable scooter. It was easy to drive, easy to fix, and it kept the rider's clothes clean. It was also easy for both men and women to ride.
Really, really good.
The new scooter made a unique sound like an insect, so it was called the Vespa, which means wasp in Italian. The Vespa quickly became very popular. Within 10 years, more than 1 million had been sold. Soon, the Vespa had been in movies and on TV. Today, people ride Vespa scooters all over the world. The Vespa has become a symbol of Italian style.
That really helps to see those lessons again, doesn't it?
And now it's time to review with a couple of questions.
I'm ready for any questions, Peter. But first, I was wondering, do you like motorcycles or scooters more?
Well, in the city, a scooter is very convenient, and a motorcycle, you can travel very far. But I do like scooters more.
So if you could have any scooter, would you get a Vespa?
Oh, of course I would. I would drive it all around the city, but they can be expensive sometimes.
That's a good point. Well, here is a question from the lesson. What does Vespa mean in Italian?
Vespa in Italian. I thought this was English class. Okay, does it mean Vespa, very good? A very good scooter.
No, try again.
Okay.
Animal, an insect.
Oh, an insect, like a bug. It means VW beetle.
No, wasp. It means a wasp,
oh,
remember?
Oh, yes. Because of the sound that a Vespa makes, it sounds a little bit like the insect.
That's right. Why was the vehicle good for women to drive?
Well, this is because it didn't get their clothes dirty. And during that time, most women wore dresses. So it was safer and better for them to ride the scooters because motorcycles are harder to drive and they're very heavy.
Good point. Well, let's talk about invitations now. I'll practice inviting you to something, and you give me two different answers. First say no, then say yes.
Okay, that sounds like a good practice. Friends, let's practice together.
Okay, Peter, would you like to go to the buffet this weekend? My husband and I are going this Saturday at 2 p.m. Can you join us?
Okay, thank you for inviting me. I would like to go, but I can't. I like eating at buffets, but I am visiting my family. Please invite me again, and we will find time to go.
Great. Now try accepting the invitation.
Okay. Thanks, Pauline, for inviting me. I would like to go. I will see you at 2 p.m. on Saturday.
Perfect. Okay, now let's talk a little bit about food. How can plants and germs harm a place?
Well, this is when we travel. We bring food and plants to other places. But this can be dangerous and can harm that other place.
Well, we did learn a lot this week, and we'll keep reviewing. But first of all, we need to take a short break. Don't go away.
Welcome back, everyone. So, Pauline, do you ever travel with food? How and when?
Well, sure. Especially if I'm traveling a long distance, I know I'll get hungry, so I bring snacks like chips or nuts.
Oh, very good. Yes, I might bring some crackers, too. But we don't bring fresh fruit or maybe plants on the plane. We wouldn't eat those. But these can be dangerous to other places.
That's right. We learned all about that today. And we also got to see some fun features this week as well.
Ooh, let's watch those again. Friends, here we go.
Hello, everyone. I'm Jack, and this is Jack's File. Today, I'm working on my schedule. I keep it in my phone. I have a busy schedule. I'm sure you do, too. This week, I have things to do on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. But I can rest on Saturday and Sunday. What about you? People's schedules are very busy. Most people write down their schedule. They keep them on their cell phone or on a calendar on their desk. Planners have calendars that help us schedule events and keep track of days, weeks, and months. We write down things to remember the day of the week. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, or Sunday. And they must also remember the date. The date is the month, day, and year of one certain day. For example, today is August 15th, 2017. Remember to say 15th, not just 15. We always use first, second, third, fourth when we talk about dates. We can say today's date two different ways. We can say August 15th or the 15th of August. When we say the year, We can say 2017 or 2017. On each date of the calendar, we can write down important things to remember: meetings, lunch, or dinner dates, birthdays, or other special days. Make sure to keep a good schedule, or you may forget something.
Wow! My schedule today is very busy. On August 15th, I have many things to do. I have a meeting at 11, then I have a lunch date with my boss. I have an interview at 2, and I must pick up my daughter from school at 4. Oh, wait a minute. What time is it now? It's 10:58. I can't be late for my meeting. Goodbye, everyone. See you next time on Jack's File. Everyone, welcome to Question Time, a time to ask your questions and get some answers. Today, we're talking about dates. And here to answer my question is Ms. Amy Love.
Hi, Rob.
Hello, Amy. Thanks for being on our show.
Thanks for inviting me, Rob.
Now, Amy, I have a question here from Raina Huang of Jai, Taiwan. Raina writes, I often hear people use the phrase, go Dutch, when they go on a date or have dinner with friends. What does go Dutch mean?
That's a great question, Raina. We use the phrase, go Dutch, to mean that everyone will pay for their own coffee or meal.
So when we go Dutch, every person at the table pays for what they ordered or pays a part of the bill.
That's right. Sometimes we say split the bill. When you split the bill, everyone pays for a part of the check.
People don't always go Dutch or split the bill on dates, right?
That's right. Traditionally, on a first date, a guy might pay for things. So it's the guy who spends the money. But there are no rules.
Do girls always expect guys to pay?
Not always, but most girls appreciate it when the guy pays.
I understand. That's good to know. Now let's review. When two or more people pay for the bill at the restaurant, we say that they go Dutch or split the bill.
Right. But remember, if you want to pay for the whole bill, then we say that you are treating your friends. You can say, my treat.
My treat. That's good to know. Well, friends, I learned a lot. I hope you learned a lot too, friends. See all of you next time on Question Time.
Whoa, Tyler. Some interesting clothes you have there.
Thanks. Do you like them?
Are you trying to start a new style or something?
Not really, but do you like them?
I think they're very special. Where did you buy them?
I didn't buy them. These clothes were made by my junior high school students.
Really?
Yes, really! And that was a really super sentence that you just said.
I said a super sentence?
Yes, the super sentence is something are or were made by someone. You said these clothes were made by my junior high school students.
So I did.
And I bet you guys can think of more ways to use this super sentence.
Sure. The most delicious waffles are made by my mom.
The most delicious waffles are made by my mom. Super! I'd like to try some.
Me too.
Well, what about you? Can you use word was in your super sentence?
I think so. Oh, my dress was made by a company in Europe.
My dress was made by a company in Europe. Super D duper! You know, you really do have some very interesting clothes on here, Tyler. You're not going on a date, are you?
No. I'm just on my way to the school to teach now.
You're going to teach in those clothes?
Yes. Then maybe next time they will make better clothes for me.
That sounds like a clever idea. Well, before I leave, what's my tagline?
A super sentence every day will make your English great.
Good luck.
Thank you.
Yeah. You must have a fun class of students.
You're right about that. See you later.
Bye.
Those features are great. It is a fun way to learn our English. And we can always practice here together.
Yes, we always enjoy answering questions with you. And you can come back and join us every Saturday to review those lessons. And you can watch those conversations and features again.
Yes, that is very important. And now I think it's time for all of us to get outside on our Vespas and go for a ride.
But Peter, we don't have Vespas.
Oh, yeah. I forgot about that part. Well, maybe we can find a friend. Get a Vespa and go.
Well, good luck with that, friends. But you did a great job today, and we will see you again on Monday to start a new set of shows.
Sounds like a good plan, Pauline. All right, friends, we'll see you then, right here on
Let's Talk in English.
Goodbye.